Good evening. I'm Chris Andre, and you're listening to Community Radio, free-range, homegrown, handmade radio. Politics is the only game in town, and especially this time of year. We're going to be talking with the candidates for the November 7th election for the 4th District, position 28. Listeners, these are races that affect your lives, and we're going to hear a short statement from each of the candidates. It's going to be a little rocky because we can only listen to three people at a time, but nonetheless, we are going to bring it to you. And we'd like to start out, I think, with let's go and listen to Judy Mataranza.
Thank you.
Judy, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. And we're going to go around the table here from the right all the way around to the left. And let's, give us a statement, what your campaign is all about.
Well, my campaign is all about making a difference. I decided a number of years ago that I wanted to run for judge. And about 6 or 7 months ago, started doing an increasing number of arbitration cases and thoroughly enjoyed them. In January of this year, I took on an increased number of arbitration cases, and those are cases where two parties will hire an arbitrator, and that arbitrator hears the cases and makes a determination. And what I found in the process is that people don't talk. Attorneys aren't particularly good at talking to one another. And I found that in my deliberation and my dealings with these people, it was very easy for me to convince and talk and allow them a forum in which they could communicate better with one another. And in many of those cases, they settled before I ever heard the case. So that increased my interest in the judiciary. The other reason I want to be involved in the judiciary is I think I can make a difference. I think I can make a difference, especially in the lives of juveniles on the juvenile court. So those are my reasons for running.
Well, we're talking with Judith Hudson Mataranza. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Is it Mataranza or Matarazzo?
Mataranza.
Mataranza, excuse me. Well, I'd like to hear a little bit more about how you, what your judgeship would look like. What would the courts look like with you on the bench?
The judge that died, Clifford Freeman, whose job we are all of us hoping to replace, if that's possible to replace Judge Freeman, was very much involved in the community court system. And I definitely believe that is the way of the wave of the future. I don't think there will be enough resources in the judiciary unless we find another way of handling a certain segment of our cases. And I think the cases that are community-based, meaning that you're dealing with perhaps first-time offenders in the area of petty theft, perhaps graffiti. He was famous for sanctioning a punishment for someone with community involvement, and I think that is the key. I think it's important to involve the community in solving problems in the area in which they live.
Thank you very, very much. Listeners, this is Judith Hudson Mataranza, running for a circuit court judge in the 4th District, position 28, something that really affects your lives. Now we're going to go on to Charles Best. Have I got the names correct?
I'm Charles Best.
Excuse me. I apologize. Sorry about that. Do either of you have time constraints, or does it matter the order?
I do not. If Ted wants to go, he's more than welcome to.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thank
my
you.
Only time constraint is I've got an ill daughter at home, so
please.
My wife would appreciate my getting back when I
yes,
can.
Yes, by all means. So you are Ted Sims?
Yes.
And you're also running for the same position, and please do tell our listeners, and of course, welcome, and thank you for coming down. Do let us listeners know what your position is.
Sure. Thank you very much. I won't repeat a lot of the things that Judy has already said about what the court means to the community and what needs to be done to make it function on a community level, because I certainly agree with
what
she's...
Could you speak a little closer to the microphone?
Sure. I certainly agree with what she said in that regard. What I think I bring to the race that's different than the other candidates. First of all, I am a native Oregonian. I'm a third-generation practitioner. I have a very broad range of the types of cases that I've handled, all ranging from just about anything you can name in a civil context to criminal cases. And I think a circuit judge needs to be prepared to to handle cases in a wide variety of area. I mean, we've already got judges that come from a pure criminal defense or criminal prosecution background, and we're the bench is well stocked with that. But we don't have a lot of broad-based civil practitioners, and that's a perspective I think I can bring to the court.
Can you sum up your philosophy about the judiciary, and you know, in a sentence or two?
Well, in terms of philosophy, I think the most important thing, and you'll probably hear this echoed by other candidates, is the job is essentially one of listening. If you don't pay attention to what people are saying, and you don't understand the context within which they're saying it, you have to find out a little bit about the people themselves. And as Judy mentioned a minute ago, a lot of times you'll find that people get to the courthouse because they haven't talked to each other before they get there. And a judge who has experience in a lot of the areas that create the conflicts that get to the courthouse can sit down with those people in a settlement capacity and get things resolved early on and a lot cheaper and a lot quicker and using a lot fewer public resources.
This is Ted Sims, who's also running for a judge on the Circuit Court, 4th District, position 28. Mr. Sims, thank you so much. Please stay around. If we have time, we'd like to have a more general discussion. And now we'd like
Certainly.
To talk with, hear a statement from Charles Best, who's also running for the same position. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having
so
me.
So much for joining us.
I appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners. Let me tell you a little
voters.
Bit about...
They're voters.
Well, they're voters
they're
and they're your
voters.
Listeners,
voters, yes.
Right. They're all voters. I guess if I were to sum up what my candidacy is about is that one of the things I've had a chance to do in my practice is that I've been a volunteer lawyer for court-appointed special advocates, and I've seen a lot about the juvenile justice system, and there's a lot that could be improved, I think. I believe very firmly that if we spent more time and resources in the juvenile system, that the adult court system, including the civil system, would be, the caseload would be greatly reduced. There's a lot of children that fall through the cracks in the justice system, people that are delinquent. There are a lot of children who need the court's help whose parents or guardians are not taking good care of them. And the unfortunate thing is that not only do they suffer from that, but later on as they grow to adults, we continue to have problems with those people, and we need to make sure those folks are helped early on. So I guess the one thing I would say is, yes, I think we all want to make a difference. That would be my passion. That would be the area that I'd want to focus on. A little bit about why I think I'd be good at this job. First of all, I spent 7 years in the district attorney's office and rose to be one of the senior deputies. I've also been in private practice. I've represented adults with kids. I've represented juveniles. I've represented a large number of people. I've also been the head lawyer for two large companies, and so I know the civil side. I know business, and I just believe that that background gives me kind of an unusual opportunity to serve the public.
Thank you very, very much. You just heard from Charles Best, you've heard from Theodore Sims, and you've heard from Judith Hudson Matarat. So, all running for Judge of the Circuit Court, 4th District, position 28. We are going to go over to the to membership land for just a moment and invite other candidates for the same position to join us. Thank you very much for coming down, all of you. We appreciate your time so very, very much. And I want all the listeners, all the voters out there to know how very important this is. Can we go over to membership land, please? Engineer, wonderful Lisa Loving.
Lisa,
are you there? I'm Lisa. We're
yes.
here in membership land, as they call it, some of these people, which is a wonderful thing. And I'm going to have my friend Michael Jean Harwitz tell you how you can join us and become a member.
Well, it's so easy to help us complete this membership drive, Lisa. You just pick up the phone, 503-232-8818, or out of town, 1-877-500-KABOO. We'll pick a plan that's just right for your budget and a way that you can really help this community radio station, which is out there 24/7, fighting the forces of evil every day, every week, every month. You know, Why are these judicial candidates here, our future judges? Why do they come to KABOO? You don't necessarily hear them on any other radio station. And it's because the future judges know this is where you reach the people.
Plus, it's just fun. I mean, and by the way, the number to call, 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-KABOO. You know what, Michael, I was watching all these people come into KABOO, and I don't know if you've ever been here. We're welcoming people in our doors right now at 20. Southeast 8th Street, half block south of Burnside in Portland, Oregon. But these people, these judge candidates, they're very professional. They're very, you know, they're very sober and serious. And they come in, and there's a little girl at the front desk answering the phones, and she's got a dog. It's just, you know, this is not your mom's radio station, kind of. And they come back here. They just generously hang out in our membership land. And it's funny to see how people have to kind of deal with a different, it's almost like a counterculture over here. And yet we're actually unbelievably diverse in our programming. I mean, we have, in my news department, I've got very conservative people and very libertarian people and very liberal people. And actually, I've got a whole lot of people that just are not sure what they think. And that's kind of surprising, I guess, to some people. But we're encouraging people to call. We are right now in the middle of a presentation, elections programming. Chris Andre is interviewing a whole stack of judge candidates, which are not the usual people that you hear on the air, and yet it's kind of, in a way, almost shocking a little bit to think that we elect judges. You know, I don't know how they should be created, but it's kind of out there how people put judges in office, and you get the chance to hear almost all the judges for this race came, and you get a chance to hear what they have to say about the issues, and I think that's worthy of support. 503-232-8818 is the number to call. We're trying to wrap up our happy membership drive, and we really need your help. 1-877-500-KABU. I'm actually thinking that we're almost ready to go back to that discussion that Chris Andre, who's our morning news producer, is having with, I'm thinking that there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8 candidates here. So, hey, Miss Andre, are you ready? Is Chris Andre ready? There she is. She's giving me the high five. So I'm going to have Michael Gene Horowitz give the phone numbers one more time, if you don't mind, Michael.
No, not at all. 503-232-8818 if you're in town, out of town. Toll free, 1-877-500-KABU. Help us out.
Hey, and I'm Lisa Loving. We're going to go back to Chris Andre and her incredible elections preview of the judge's race. Back to you, Chris.
We are, thank you so much, Lisa, and thanks to everybody in membership land, and especially thanks to, thank all of the candidates who took time out of their schedule. We are right on the eve of a very important election, and these people took time out of their schedules, their families, their lives to come down here and just share a little bit of their judicial philosophy with us, tell us what kind of a court, circuit court, they see were they to be upon bench. We've got three more candidates to talk to us tonight. I apologize, we have not got all, but we certainly did try. We're going to try to give the last three candidates that we have this evening 5 minutes. We'll do that. And then we have four microphones. We've got six people, seven counting myself, in the room. And we are going to somehow try to throw this open to a sort of round table discussion. This is really a KABU moment. So let's go right now. On my right, we've got Chris Wright, and Mr. Wright's going to give us his 5 minute statement, please.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank you, KABU, for doing this, because the sad fact is that most people don't vote in judicial elections. In the primary, there was a contested race, and of the 35% turnout, less than half of, or right at half of them ended up voting. So it's very important that we have forums like this so that people can get to know who we are and why they need to vote for us.
That is why we're here, because people don't know who the candidates are, and this is a position that's very, very critical. It's very important. It's the frontline interface between the community and the circuit court. Please continue.
And so the reason I am running for judge, it's something that I have, when I became a lawyer in the first place, being a judge was on the horizon, and the timing for this position came up, unfortunately, due to Clifford Freeman's death, but it wasn't an opportunity for me to actually run for the position in a time in my career when that was convenient for me, fortunately. But the type of judge that I am going to be is, I believe in a few things that are very important. First of all, I believe that everyone that walks into a courtroom needs to be heard, not just have someone make a decision before they're ever in there, but I will be the judge that sits there and listens to both sides and renders a decision based upon the facts and the law. I believe it's very important that both sides are actually given their day of day in court. Also, we need to increase access to the court system. Many, many people do not have the funds to hire an attorney. I would promote more pro bono work from the attorneys, and more, you know, more involvement in the community court, as Judy had pointed out. And we just need to make available the court system to make it more user friendly, so to speak, so that everyone has access. And that includes people that English is not their first language. I mean, we need to have competent and qualified interpreters in there so that people that are interfacing with the judicial system understand what's going on. If you don't speak English and you're all of a sudden in court, you're sort of screwed because there's just no one there to really help you. And we do have that system, but we need more in that system to make sure that everyone has access.
Let's just once again remind listeners that we are speaking with the candidates running for judge of the Circuit Court, 4th District, position 28. And right now we're listening to Christopher Wright give his views on what kind of a court, what the court would look like were he on the bench. Do you have anything else to add?
Well, the other thing I want to point out is that the prison system in Multnomah County is the single largest provider of mental health services. That is a very sad fact. So if we have that kind of population that is interfacing with the judicial system, then we need to start looking at ways to deal with that population and to make sure that they are being treated in a way that is fair and balanced to them as well. And one of those things would be to have a mental health court that would help the judiciary understand the special needs that people suffering from mental illness are dealing with.
This has been Christopher Wright, also running for the Circuit Court position, 4th District, position 28. Let's go on to Mary Overgaard.
Thanks for the opportunity to be here. It's really a pleasure. And I just want to say that I am running for this position because I think I can make a difference. I was a judge pro tem for 5 years in Multnomah County, serving full-time on the bench for 3 years, so I know what it means to make the tough decisions and to see those who feel disenfranchised and make sure that they are fully heard and that they get their opportunity for a real day in court. I think if I'm elected, I'll be the kind of judge who is also a full and complete member of the community. I participate in a number of volunteer organizations, and I think as a judge, I would continue to do that because I really believe that our judges need to get out of the courthouse and be complete and full members of their community. When I was a judge pro tem, I participated as a volunteer judge moderator in the victim's impact panel. I participated in the law day activities. One of them was tell it to a judge booth where people could come up to judges and ask questions and inquire about the judiciary. I think these kind of opportunities to interface with the community are just critical. The other
thing, one thing I'd like to just interrupt you for a moment. I just want to make sure everyone, the listeners out there, voters, and I do encourage you to vote. All of the candidates say their names so that we have a connection between the names and the candidates. This is Mary Overgaard, running for the Circuit Court, 4th District, position 28. Please continue.
All right. I am Mary Overgaard. The other kind of judge I think I would be to try to be more creative. Several of the folks that have spoken tonight have talked about how overwhelmed Multnomah County District Courts are, that we have more cases than we can process in a proper manner, and we do need to look for creative solutions. We need to look for arbitration. When I was a judge pro tem, we often settled cases that came before me with the assistance of the judge, me. I think we also need to look for opportunities outside just the judiciary to settle matters. I think we need to look for other creative solutions. Certainly community court was one of them, but it's not the only solution. I think creative sentencing. Often when I was a judge on DUII cases, I sentenced people to the maximum fine, but allowed them to work it off by going to some kind of program or AA meetings. Each time they brought in an AA coupon, their fine got diminished by $20 so that they could actually pay no fine, because treatment for these folks was more important than penalty. And I think we need to start recognizing that we can't just fill our prisons and we can't just fill our jails. We have to look to solutions that are more permanent than that. And that's the kind of judge I would be.
Thank you very much. This was Mary Overgaard, also running for judge of the Circuit Court, 4th District, position 28. Now we are going to go to, we've just been joined by
James
Lewenberg. Thank you so much for coming, Mr. Lewenberg. We're so glad for you to be able to participate. We're going to listen to, Mark Kramer is going to give a 5 minute statement. And then I'd like to hand you my headphones and microphone and ask if you could make a 5 minute statement. Hopefully we'll have some time at the very end and have kind of, just because you don't have headphones doesn't mean you can't jump in on a microphone and join the discussion. It's a little bit awkward, but, you know, so's democracy. That's what this is all about. Mr. Kramer, can I please, invite you to make a statement?
This is Mark Kramer, candidate for position 28, Multnomah County Circuit Court. Thank you, Chris, and thank you, CABU, for this rare opportunity to inform voters and CABU listeners about this election. So when you get your ballot and you're faced with 9 candidates, how are you going to choose among the 9 candidates? And I suggest that think about the qualities of what makes a good judge. And I think there are 3 things. First, a broad base of community experience and a broad base of legal experience is what you need. Second, the ability and the commitment to show dignity and respect to all of those who come in the court. And perhaps of greatest importance, the ability to show leadership and activism on the bench. So let's talk about my experience. I've been a community activist for 25 years. Those are the values that have informed me, and those are the values I'll take with me to the bench. I've worked as a public defender. I've worked at St. Andrew Legal Clinic. I've worked in the legislature. I've been a board member of Southeast Uplift. I was the co-founder of Oregon People for Prison Alternatives. I was the co-founder of the Buckman Community Partnership. That was the program that was the precursor to Schools Uniting Neighborhoods. When the legislature and the governor refused to tell us about why we do not fund our schools adequately, I threatened to sue the legislature. I threatened to sue the governor to make sure that schools were funded adequately. Those are a little bit about the experience that I have that sort of informs me.
Once again, listeners, let me just remind you, we're listening to Mark Kramer, who is also running for Circuit Court, 4th District, position 28. Please continue.
You know, most of what comes to the courthouse are criminal cases and family law cases. That's what I've been doing for 25 years as a public defender and for the last 19 years as a family lawyer. I've written a number of bills that have become law, including bills that have provided that we now have the alternative to the death penalty, true life, and that's ended up saving a lot of folks from the gallows. So that's a little bit about my experience. I intend to show respect and courtesy for all those who come to court. I can't tell you how many times I've been in the courtroom where people are treated like cattle. The judge has made the decision. The judge is nasty, short, curt with them, and they feel like they've gotten the short end of the stick. If you're in my courtroom, you're going to be treated with dignity and respect, and you're going to walk out of the courtroom, win or lose, knowing why I made the decision and what the basis of that decision was. And the last thing I want to talk to you about, Chris, is being a judicial activist, and I mean that in the most positive sense of the word. I've never been a 9-to-5 lawyer, I've never been a 9-to-5 activist, and I'm not going to be a 9-to-5 judge. So when I'm not on the bench, there are 2 things I want to be working on. One is access to justice issues. I think every lawyer ought to donate, and if they don't donate, ought to mandate to give up some of their volunteer time so that more than half the folks that come to the courthouse that don't have lawyers can have some legal assistance. I'd like to expand the clinic that we currently have for family law to all kinds of cases. And I want to work on resource issues. It's just a crime that we don't have work release. It's just a crime that we don't have enough mental health beds. And it's a crime that we don't have enough drug and alcohol programs in the community. Those are the programs that I'll work on if I'm elected judge.
Thank you very, very much. That is, we have just heard from Mark Kramer, who is also running for a judge on the Circuit Court, 4th District, position 28. We have been joined by Lando Watkins and also James Lewenberg. And I'm going to hand over, Mark Kramer is handing over his headphones, and now we're going to hear from James Lewenberg. I would like to invite Mark Kramer, if he has the time, to stick around. And hopefully, I don't know how this is going to work, but we'd like very much for each candidate to offer a closing statement. Please, Mr. Lewenberg, could you tell us your statement? And thank you once again. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining us. This is a very critical race, and we're glad that you're here.
Well, thank you very, very much. I'm also very happy to have this opportunity to speak to the CABU listeners. This election has been a wonderful experience of democracy. It is so rare that the voters get to choose a judge that has not been pre-selected by the Oregon State Bar Association and the governor of Oregon.
And this is a great opportunity for the people of Multnomah County to make a decision on their own as to who should be judging the cases in the circuit court, position 28. I am running because I take the oath of office very, very seriously. There are two components that I see are critically important to the oath of office of a circuit court judge. First, every circuit court judge is obligated, takes an oath to support and defend the United States Constitution and the Constitution of Oregon. And I feel, having practiced in Oregon now for the better part of 18 years, that far too few judges take that part of their oath of office seriously. One of the things that I think is important is that we obey the Constitution as written. And one of the things that juries are consistently lied to about is the fact that in a criminal case, under the Oregon Constitution, the jury is to decide the law as well as the facts. Every jury in Oregon is told by the judge that the judge instructs them as to law, and they must obey that judge's statement as to what the law is for a particular case. And although that has a long tradition in Oregon, it is also flatly contradicted by the Constitution itself. One of the people who was at the Constitutional Convention was a judge named Deedy, and he fought that provision of the Constitution. There was an up-and-down vote, and he lost. But being a judge, he ignored the will of the people. And so ever since, juries in Oregon have been told that they must obey what the judge tells them is to the law. Unless the Constitution is amended, I don't believe that that is appropriate. I think the jury should be told the truth as to what their power is.
Let's just remind listeners and voters out there once again that this is James Leuenberg, Berger, and he is running for Circuit Court Judge, 4th District, 28th position. And please continue.
Thank you very much. And the other thing that I think is critically important about the oath of office is the promise to be impartial. I have spent most of my professional life defending people accused of crimes. And I bring, as I think several of my colleagues here are also running for this position, I've also had more of experience on the defense side as opposed to the prosecution side. Oftentimes, the people who are chosen to be judges lean towards the prosecution side. And I think the opportunity that people have to pick a more defense-oriented judge is a good thing. But with that said, the duty to be impartial I take very, very seriously. And what that means as a practical matter is I will not give a police officer more credibility than a criminal defendant merely because a police officer is wearing a badge and a uniform. When a person comes to the courtroom that I'm the judge for, I will treat everyone with dignity and respect and impartially. I will not prejudge the case. I will wait to hear what the case is. And I will do my job impartially. Now, my job as a judge, or any judge, is not to decide the facts in most cases. Most cases they are jury trials, and the jury decides the facts. So what a judge is a gatekeeper. A judge just allows evidence to get to the jury or not to get to the jury, and conducts or tells the attorneys, enforces rules of decorum and procedure. And so a judge does not make ultimate decisions.
Thank you very, very much. James Leuenberger, also running for Circuit Court Judge, 4th District, position 28. We would like also now, we're going to hear from Yolanda Watkins, who's also running for the same position. And thank you very, very much for Mr. Leuenberger. Please, if you have a few moments to hang around a bit, and then if we have time at the very end, we can sort of have a closing statement from each candidate. How that's going to work with four microphones, I don't know, but we'll try. Okay, we're going to hear from Yolanda Watkins, who's running for Judge of the Circuit Court, 4th District, position 28. Listeners, voters, you probably heard me say that a number of times. This is only in the interest of connecting up a voice and a person, a philosophy. So welcome.
Thank you.
Ms. Watkins, thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Please.
Okay. Well, I think that everyone is all in this race to change things and to make it a better system. I know that for me, I entered the race because I see a need. I'm in that courthouse daily, and in practicing law, I see that there are quite a huge number of criminal cases, and okay, that threw me off.
I beg your pardon. That was a little communication from the engineer. Let's just remind listeners of your name so that we connect up a name.
Okay.
And a voice. We are speaking with Yolanda Watkins, and she is running for judge of the Circuit Court, 4th District, position 28.
Thank you.
Please continue.
Okay, not a problem. Being in that courthouse every single day, we have a huge docket, which a lot of people have touched on already. The majority of the cases are criminal. My understanding of this position would be that the judge would be presiding over a 70% criminal docket and the 30% civil docket. Obviously, that means that whoever takes on this position needs to have a working knowledge of criminal law, not a philosophical understanding, but an actual working knowledge of criminal law. They need to be familiar with the parties. They need to be familiar with the people. And the people and the parties also need to be familiar with the judge and trust that person as someone they would feel comfortable with sending cases to for resolution. So it's very important that whoever takes on this role has an actual working knowledge of criminal law. Multnomah County has too many cases, and we just cannot afford to wait for someone to get up to speed in criminal law. In terms of resolving cases, seeing as how I resolve cases daily, I really think that the criminal bar and the prosecution bar, in terms of negotiating, if they don't feel that a judge has a working actual knowledge of Measure 11 and the system, they're not going to feel comfortable sending a case there to get resolved. And that's really important, because if we don't get criminal cases resolved, then civil cases don't get resolved. And then we have a backlog.
You're listening to Yolanda Watkins, running for Judge of the Circuit Court, 4th District, position 28. You're listening to KBOO Radio 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon. We are going to take a short break now and go out to membership land, where you vote basically with your money. I hate to make it be so blunt about it, but we do need you to call right now, 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. These races are extremely important, especially the judicial. This is exactly where the community and elected officials interface on a daily basis. I cannot possibly emphasize how important it is, and I cannot emphasize enough how important it is for you to vote. We're going to go out to membership, and then we're going to come back and have a closing statement from each one of the candidates. And again, thank you so much to all of you for coming. We're just going to take a very short break and then get back for a closing statement from each one of you. Thank you so much.
All right, give us a call, 503-232-8818. Now, Michael, you and I have been listening to the radio all day here to KBOO 90.7, and I wanted to encourage you to become a member yourself at 503-232-8818.
Yeah, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, Isaac. I'm going to give you like five reasons why I don't think I have to pledge to KBOO. Let's see if you can talk me out of it. Let's see how good you are. Yeah, you know, KBOO, they get grants. They get this soft money. They're really good at that. They don't need any help from the community.
Well, actually, Michael, we get almost all of our money from members calling in, 503-232-8818, and we do not have the deep pockets of other public radio stations or public media. So we really, and that's a really positive thing, that it's just community members calling up to support us at toll-free 877-500-KBOO. Lisa wants to jump in here.
Yeah, actually, a really key part of KBOO's financial base was built by our former station manager, a very beloved figure. Not at all like Judge Clifford Freeman, who all these worthy people in the other room are trying to fill his shoes. Anyway, Alan Bailey, he built KBOO's nest egg, KBOO's financial base, over decades, slowly but surely, and we are still benefiting from that in a lot of ways. It was him going to people like you who contributed and made bequests and things like that. I had to toss that in.
All right, so Michael, we don't get the grants. What else were you wondering?
I'm still not convinced. What kind of expenses? They've been in that old building for 30 years. They probably own it.
Well, you know what? We have so many expenses. All, for example, our news department just got all sorts of new flash drive recorders, which are going to bring us into the 21st century. There's all sorts of updates. Wires go bad. Microphones break. Computers need replacing. Unfortunately, if they made indestructible equipment, we would buy it and we would never replace it again. But we need your money at 503-232-8818. Get those phones ringing because there are people to train and computers to replace.
Also, we're finding that because of the oil crisis and stuff like that, all of our bills went up just boom like that.
Yeah, well, I bet you've reached your goal already. You don't need my help.
That's not true, and that's why it's great to hear the phone ringing in the background. We are close to our goal, Michael, and all the other listeners out there. We are so close, within a few thousand dollars, but that's why we need you to call right now, 503-232-8818, or if the phone bill galls you, call us toll-free, 877-500-KBOO. We're so close.
Well, why don't you just put the arm on all those rich volunteers who come down here from the West Hills instead of bothering working people?
Our volunteers run the gamut of all sorts of Portland people, and they're putting in so much of their own time. And we can't afford to pay them. We're just paying them in training. So call us at 503-232-8818 or 877-500-KBOO. Give us a call right now.
You've convinced me, Isaac. I'm gonna call up right now and pledge $100.
And I'm Lisa. Now we're going to go back to Chris Andre. She's got every candidate for Multnomah District Court, Circuit Court, Multnomah County Circuit Court, District 4, Position 28, except one candidate who called in quite a dither saying he was stuck on an airplane in Arizona. So we have everyone in Studio 2 live. Chris, back to you.
In an airport, James McIntyre is in an airport in Arizona currently, and I hope to be able to do a short interview with him by phone and get that on the AM news and possibly have it on the PM news also so that everyone has a voice. Right now, I want to thank everybody out in the membership room for raising money for programming like this. You won't hear it anywhere else. And I also want to say thank you to the people who do, in fact, live in the West Hills and give a great deal of their time and energy and do come down here and oftentimes are contributors at a very substantial level. So thank you to those people also. We are all welcome here. That's the thing about KBOO. I am going to now take my headphones off and hand them to one of the candidates. I'm going to hand it off to James Leuenberger. If I get this name correct, Leuenberger. Well, he certainly deserves the headphones, eh? And each candidate, we are now at 6:48 in the PM, KBOO 90.7 FM, and each candidate is going to make a really brief closing statement. And I do want to thank everyone for being here. Okay.
Well, I'm James Leuenberger, and again, I'm very happy to have this opportunity to speak to the voters of Multnomah County. You have a decision to make. It's a tough decision. You have 1 of 9 people to vote for. I hope you vote for me. I will be impartial. I will obey and support the constitutions of Oregon and the United States. And I will use my experience as a criminal defense attorney to fairly and effectively judge cases that are presented to me.
I'm Christopher Wright, and I am running simply to give the people of this county a real choice. I have spent a great deal of my campaign walking all over the city and all over this county, and I want to put a face to the judiciary, not let it just be someone who sits on a bench that no one knows and no one knows what they do. During my campaign, I've gone to community organizations, civic organizations, Chamber of Commerce meetings, neighborhood association meetings. I will continue to do that as a judge because I believe you, the voters, have a right to know who we are and what we do. So on November 7th, or now, when you have your ballot in your hand, I ask that you would vote for Christopher Wright.
I'm Mary Overgaard. I am the only candidate in this race with judge pro tem experience. I've sat on the bench. I've made the hard decisions. I've negotiated settlement agreements, and I believe that experience would allow me to hit the ground running in one of the busiest courts, if not the busiest court in the state. Like Christopher, I am absolutely committed to community involvement and when I am elected, I intend to continue that involvement, putting a face to the judiciary, letting people know about this third branch of government that for so many is a mystery. I'm asking for your vote now while you've got your ballots in your hand, or by November 7th. Again, my name was Mary Overgaard.
I'm Charles Best. Again, thank you, Chris. Thank you, KBOO, for putting this on. I guess in closing, I would suggest that voters research the candidates very carefully. There's a fair amount of information out there that it's at your fingertips. The voters pamphlet, we've got the League of Women Voters Guide, you have the Oregon State Bar website. If you want to know more about me, you can see about me on www.charleslbest.com. Thank you. www.charleslbest.com. And again, this is a very important race. You need to make sure you understand who you're voting for, and I urge you all to vote and to do your research. Thank you.
And my name is Yolanda Lynette Watkins, and if you would like to find out more about me and who I am, you can find that on my webpage, which is www.yolanda, which is spelled U-L-A-N-D-A, Watkins, like the products, .com. And for most of you, you know who I am. You know that I'm community born. You know that I'm community raised. You know that I bring a unique perspective to the bench that is not currently represented. And you know why I'm running. So please exercise your right to vote and vote Watkins for judge.
Now, Mark Kramer.
This is Mark Kramer. I invite voters to check me out at markkramerforjudge.com. I want you to check out all the judges and think about what it takes to be a good judge. I am the only National Lawyers Guild attorney. I am the only attorney who's got 25 years of experience serving the community in family law, criminal law, and working in the legislature. I pledge to be not a 9-to-5 judge, but an activist judge in the best ways that we know about. I'm going to support the community, I'm going to support access to justice, and I'm going to support better criminal justice resources in the system so that we can keep our community safe. So check me out at markkramerforjudge.com, and thank you, KBOO, for the opportunity to address the voters.
Thank you so very much. Now?
This is Ted Sims. I am appropriately appearing last in this group because you'll find my name is last on the ballot if you haven't already looked at it. My website is simply simsforjudge.com. And again, my claim to fame to separate me from the rest of what the Portland Trib called the thundering herd is I am third generation at this. I've personally been in practice for 26 years, and I've handled successfully just about every type of civil case you can imagine. I've also handled criminal defense matters, so I'm quite comfortable to the extent presiding wanted to assign me to criminal cases. I can handle that as well. And as others have said, you'll want to check out the voters' pamphlet and pay attention. I think you'll be able to figure out who's got the experience and the temperament to do this job properly. Just so you have the name to attach to the voice, my name is Ted Sims. Thank you.
I'd like to thank all of the candidates very, very much for joining us. I want to emphasize to listeners and to voters, please do vote. It is incredibly important, and this in particular is a very important race. Right now is when you can learn about the candidates and attach a philosophy, a point of view, to a particular name that you see on the ballot, and that's thanks to KBOO Radio, your community homegrown free-range, handmade radio that comes to you live 24 hours a day, every single day of the year, because you became a member. And you did that by calling 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. And again, I just want to thank all of the candidates who took the time out from their schedule. Don't forget, people, we're into the home stretch of this election. And these people came down here. They must be incredibly exhausted. They must be incredibly overstretched and overworked right now running for this position. They deserve your attention. They deserve your serious consideration. So please do be sure that you do vote. And, I want to ask people in, in the membership room how we're doing. I hope we've got a few calls here because this kind of programming certainly does deserve it. I'm going to say once again, thank you all so very, very much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
And thank you to all the new members who actually did call in during that segment. We were able to raise, I believe, $150 during that panel. Thank you to Jennifer from Portland, and thank you to Robert, both renewing members. They really value this sort of programming, this grassroots opportunity for almost all nine candidates to get some airtime. So why don't you support this airtime by calling 503-232-8818 or 877-500-KBOO. Michael, I hear we're pretty close to making our goal.
Yeah, and I this is my first time, as you know. This is Michael Gene Horowitz, investigative reporter with Evening News for the past 3 years. And this is my first time actually doing a membership drive. And I just can't tell you, Isaac, it's touching, it's poignant to see people from all over the city coming to support of their community radio station, you know, when the chips are down, when we need it, when we're out there 24/7, you know, putting up some kind of resistance to the Bush nonsense in music and entertainment and in news and investigation, every possible way we can.
That's right. So why don't you join the team by picking up your phone and dialing in 503-232-8818. We have all sorts of cool thank you gifts available. Tickets to the Boo Ball can be yours for only a $60 pledge. That's Halloween night. Really exciting. We have all sorts of amazing books and CDs to offer you. And I want to suggest that you consider donating through an electronic funds transfer. That's where we take money automatically and invisibly out of your bank account. You most likely won't miss it at $5, $10, or $15 a month. Give us a call. What's the number they should call, Michael?
503-232-8818, right here in the city. Out of town, toll free, 1-877-500-KBOO.
Hey, it's me, Lisa Loving, and we are passing the hat for KBOO. It's 6:57 almost in the evening, and we just heard, actually, Chris Andre did a stunning job of rounding up every candidate for what has been called a herd of candidates, except one. And this guy was on an airplane in Arizona. He apologized even to me on the phone. But I have to say, as you just listen to these candidates for Multnomah County District, Circuit Court, District 4, Position 28, all these people are running for this, this seat, but I just want to take 1 minute to talk about Judge Clifford Freeman. He is the African-American judge whose death in August has caused this stampede to office. Clifford Freeman, he's one of the most unique figures, actually, in the history of Oregon. There are not very many African-American judges. But Judge Clifford Freeman was really famous and beloved because he created this thing called the community court system. He made it possible for people to have court hearings right in their own neighborhoods. And he was, I believe, the founder of the Northeast Portland Community Court. Judge Clifford Freeman attended what is now King Elementary School. He graduated from Benson High School and the University of Oregon. The University of Oregon basically gave him a big fancy award just before he passed away. One of the most revered judges in the history of the state of Oregon, a people's judge. So as you listened to those people talk, I want you to remember that about the guy whose shoes they are trying to fill.
Lisa, and you got to wonder why these candidates for this important judge position are coming to KBOO.
All of them.
They're coming to KBOO, almost every single one of them, because they know that this is the way to reach the people of Portland. This is the station that's in touch with the grassroots.
And so if you value being an informed voter and really know what's going on in this city, give us a call, show us your support, give whatever you can, 503-232-8818. We just want to hear those phones ring one last time during this segment. If you've been waiting until the very end, we are at the very end. We just need a little more to push us over the edge. 877-500-KBOO.
Right, and then we can go back to doing what we really love to do. Right? I mean, asking for money is something we have to do, but we really want to go back and do those investigative stories, go down to Mississippi once again, and that attorney general who gave us that exclusive interview when the insurance companies refused to pay out premiums to people whose homes had been destroyed in Mississippi, KBOO was there. We had the exclusive interview with the attorney general. Lisa knows. She heard it. And
well, yeah, everybody knows, because, Michael, everybody heard it, you silly whim, and that's kind of the whole point. I mean, we're passing the hat for KBOO, the number 503-232-
8818. And I see that Reggae Bob is in the building. And here comes Chris Andre. Chris Andre thanked all those people for coming because she said they're so working so hard. I got to put it out to you. It's Chris Andre that was working so hard. She made this happen.
No, this is local radio. If you think, if you eat local food, if you're concerned about local politics, if you're involved in your community, then it's up to you to make the call, 503-232-8818, or 1-877-500-5266. I just had to come running back in here because I think that this sort of programming really deserves support, and it deserves support from you right now. You could put us over the top. Your call makes all the difference. It takes a lot of work. All those people, we had 8 people. The only one that's not, that did not make it was because he was in an airport in Arizona. And that's the only reason he didn't make. 9 candidates for circuit court came down here to be with us and to share their views with listeners and with voters just like you. Certainly, certainly that deserves support. We really welcome all of you, and we particularly want your call. You, as an individual, has decided that you really are a part of what being local is all about. 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. I've been working all week to put that together. That's local programming. Yes, we have huge, huge support for syndicated programs where people are paid and they have a huge research staff and they can afford to travel around the country. And we don't get paid to do what we do. We do it for the love of community radio. We do it for the love of free, Radio Free Cascadia. Please do call us at 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. Keep it local, people.